This is Chesil Beach, stretching 17 miles from Weymouth to Bridport.
And there he is now. The men are rowing ashore now, full of hope for the future. Will they or won't they?
Lawn or long end, big seed bunt, yark to mend nets, quiddle, squid or cuttlefish, cod end, a joey, small mackerel, undersize, heaving line, the weighted block with the rope thrown ashore from the boat, little sea, fleet lagoon, lakes. The waves are look out for approaching shoals of mackerel. Loat, section of net sewn together to form the seine.
Into memory sea we dive with the mackerel shoals. Beach pulls us back, pulls us back. Undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Seiners, what once you were, we meet here now. A time like ours may yet return to sea. So teach us of gear and nets and boats. Sing us of fish and skills and tides. For as long as we remember, here along this coast, what once we were, to bring our hope. Underwater, coming to meet us, the shoals, mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring. All the banners of the blue fin, all the banners of the mystery ocean. Coming to meet us. A boat crosses the water to meet us, a trow, piled high with fish boxes, lately wriggling fish, oars swung wide. As the Canada geese, swans and terns, paddle eelgrass, tasselweed, reed beds, our coming together awakes their desire to return again to the time when we all soused, salted, pickled, barreled, cured. But we're going to have to work hard to remember what it took to survive. How the villages here worked all day long, morning to night. Sunrise, sunset, and then we can launch into the blues of time in a Dorset Lerret. And there's a boat in a local museum who shouts across, I'll hand you down my story to share, but won't you hand me over your song of longing? Someone keep my heart afloat in this concrete. A fisherman in Chickerel hears this, replies, 70 years true to you, beach, and I'll not move away again. My brother and sister live round the corner from where we grew up. I've just moved back, but here's the thing. I'm worried who will look after my hut when I'm gone. And up Portland way, a fisherman says, weem the blood, them the water. That's what the old ones used to say to us when we was nippers. Weem the blood, them the water. But when I think about them all gone, I feel a bit wobbly. Song of longing, is that what you wanted? Beach pulls us back, undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Out in the Atlantic, a wave sighs, rides a 2,000 mile fetch, and lands at the feet of a fisherman who sees it and says, song of longing, here's mine. I went to beach when I was very young. Looking back, the older crews, they taught us in the ways of life. It was the making of me out there in the elements on my own. I used to be strong, you know, never cowed down to anyone. And that's what my uncle, the same captain, instilled into us. But when you think back, they're nearly all gone. There's not many left. Beach pulled us back. My Uncle Chum was born in 1907, and this is the story he told to me. Uncle Chum, aged 8, takes a basket as big as him down to his uncles and grandfathers, Edwardians, down on Cogden Beach, where they've been waiting for the run of the night swimming herring. Uncle Chum, all on his own, takes the basket down from Punnell, down Donkey Lane, through to Swire, down the Green Lane, and then down Bull Lane, where 100 years before him, smugglers had stashed their free trade goods in hedges. Sainers, what once you were, this is our story again. And underwater, coming to meet us, the shoals, mackerel, salmon, pilchards, sprats, and the silver darlings, the night swimming herring, all the banners of blue fin, all the banners of the mystery ocean, here they come. Swim shards wham, flash me laddies swoosh, Lordy waves us, weighs us up, run to the beach for them, shove out the boats, scush, scud, shoal thrum, away. Mackerel, your bones now rest in tips and composts. Where did you go? And there's a story from Senan Cove in 1901, in the Pilchard Palace heyday before the First World War, that the women of Senan Cove were often locked into a stone store to stop them from seeing the shoal when the hua made heiva, which is the cry of the fish, in case their witchy ways might curse the catch. But times have changed. And as times have changed, I'm going to ask you all to shout heiva 3 times with me to get those women out of the stone store. Okay? We're going to go heiva. And again, heiva. And one more time, heiva. Well done. And out they come, and it's just as well, because in 1904, 6 million pilchards are caught in just one landing in one day in St. Ives Bay. The pilchards were disappeared and were not seen again for a very long time. Fish, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. What was it like? Cock crows. Here comes Lawrence. Rise, sun. Everyone's up fishing at 4 a.m. those long summer days. 3 or 4 shots of the seine before work. And then off to the boatyards, the brickyards, the docks, digging ditches on farms. Back after shifts as the tea time crew. 3 or 4 more shots of the net. And then heaving, shifting, lifting, tons of fish slime down the back to and from the merchant truck. Until midnight, however long it takes, racing home elated those wages. And we remember the boats, the seiners, the lerrets, the luggers, the trows, the mackerel drivers, the pilchard drivers. We remember pleasure, blessing, dauntless, Chesil Queen, Agnes, Vera, band of hope, peace and plenty. We remember Comet, mystery. Onward, fury. Sane boats and so many behind them, each with a crew and two families at least relying on the catch to survive the winter. Sane boats named for women, wives, daughters, wildlife, and those places most beloved. Water Lily, fastest lugger ever built in Cornwall. And the Barnabas SS634 over in Newlyn Bay. For the hymn, will our anchors hold in the storms of life? Sailors, tell us how it was, how it is, how it will be. Will our anchors drift or firm remain? And somewhere not very far away, on a riverbank, a salmon-sane fisherman is singing his song of longing. My seine net wall is barked stained brown, a long stock mesh with two rope arms. We row and row and land with luck. We work the tides, the net is shot. Our gear and nets might cost $2,000. Everyone sees us, prep comes down. Our license kept so tourists see us work the water in our seines. But oh my love, my love is weighed in nets and reds. Survivor, she jumps from brine to fresh. Her body drives her storm-fueled rush. I walk, I wait each day to watch the rush, the run, the upstream push, the rut, the straying shoal, the urge. Something way beyond us, isn't it? To memory sea, a power plug to a cosmic battery, royal to the source, the earth cord in harmony with everything, which is where you belong, home. Salmon, my love, she fasts first, her wild thirst pulls the moontide river close, flies up the water, tons push against her, just to lay her eggs under a special stone. And in a black and white photograph from centuries ago, a fisherman is mending a net. And he looks up from the photograph and speaks to us direct and says, nothing is real, nothing is as it seems. Although when you look back, isn't everything just like a dream? A swirl of copsy oars, a race to the horizon line, a quest, an obsession that lasts a summer long, a lifetime, 20, 30 years, maybe even 300. And what I used to say still applies. Fish come in before the blow. Fine weather, no fish, and everything in its season. Corn up in shock, fish into rock. We'll survive or fail together this winter. But out there, a shimmer of bellies, our bow splits the shoal like fireworks going off. Mouths open, gaping, hungry, fast, alive. And the mackerel backs, they're like green-blue darts in clear water, riding in the guts of the sea. Waiting for this, we've been waiting for this. Pull, click, push, ah. And if you ask me, I'd say I'd have it all again in a heartbeat. That's my brother, my uncles, my cousins, my friends. Back when we were together again. Give me an oar and I will bend the blues of time to return to them. Mackerel hears all of this and smiles. Song of longing, let us be yours. Mackerel says, I wish you could have seen us ride the waves. I wish you could have seen us drive on through. I wish you could have seen us swim down deep into the blue. Beach pulls us back, undertow. Ground swell, longshore drift. Do you think we don't know about all of this? We know this story from where it began. And we know this story and how it ends. Mackerel says, so when the time comes, follow me. I'm on the outer edge of the shoal and my marks will show you the way. See how we jump the drag. Diamond cut light beams like lightning shoalmates. We're salmon, we're mackerel, we're pilchards, we're sprats. We're the night swimming herring in darkness. We're conga, tuna, scat. Numerous, strong we are, many we are. Hungry, fast, alive. Where all this began, mackerel smiles, haven't you realized yet? When beach pulls you back, you surrender. And a fisherman tells me, Sarah, not to forget where all this began. Paints me a mackerel from memory, 60 years fresh. So alive, it slides right off the page. And while he daydreams a bumper catch, he warns me, says, memory is just two generations deep. Remember that. Sunrise, sunset. Saners, what once you were, our celebration, our harvest to share. But you know, this was all a long, long time ago. On a beach, on a bay, on a boat, on a river, and I say, come mackerel, come salmon, come pilchards, come sprats, come night swimming herring in darkness, come conger, tuna, scad. We are waiting for you. We're keeping watch again, and we're waiting for you because it always mattered to be tuned into seasons. An uncle, a wizened character, once in the Navy, wakes into shadows. It's great Uncle George, and he waddles in long johns to the stove, pours himself a tea thick and cold, spits, steps into his boots and trousers stiff with salt. Flat cap, snuff, takes an onion from the larder shelf, drags a ship-shored tree across the stone floor, shoves it into the grate, coaxes the fire alive, and then whispers upstairs to his ghost wife, Aunt May, I'm going out fishing, my love. I'll be home very late. I'll be home very late. I'll be home very late. Rowing to you, we're rowing to you, great Uncle George and Aunt May. Two aunts in headscarves, Jill and Bet. Bet says, I've never been afraid. Not while Uncle Ashley calls the wave. He shouts, pull, and we're off like a rocket and there's nothing to stop us. I've never seen another girl with hands like ours. Calluses, and our stomachs are like washboards. Coast guards, there's no one else around except, the swan herd. And the boats on their chains, and the moon on the sea, and the swans. It's just us and the backwater tides. Uncle George at midnight halts at the cottage door and then goes into the Lugger Inn next door. Young horse stands him a drink and they tell tales of the day with ale froth laced across their tobacco-stained beards. Bernard does an impression of a dying swan on the beach. Everyone claps and cheers and eventually someone gets Bernard back onto his feet. Uncle George, way past midnight, maybe nearer to dawn, arrives back at the cottage door. And one day, towards the end, he'll see the fish coming at him again in one last glory frenzy. A silver flash, a dream, a haze. Bet wakes into shadows, and there's someone sat on the end of her bed, and it's not her mother and it's not her sister. It's a much older ghost fisherwoman, Nancy. And Nancy says, "Oh my dear, did you think you were the first? You're not the first by a long way, or no. But isn't it so that when you get home, you can barely put one foot in front of the other, you're so tired? Boots off and bed, oh, covered in scales, and the smell, oh, the scat of those scales, and the glitter and glow of the sunrise, sunsets, all those summers met with your friends and family all around you. But my dear, what about those bachelors set in their ways? And isn't it still the same that we're as different to our fathers as they were to theirs?" Nancy sighs, fades. The moon replies and says, "From up here, I can see everything, even by day. And when it's rough and there's a straying shoal, those mackerel, they're like a cloud across the water. And when it's rough and they're swimming right up, those mackerel backs, they're like green-blue darts in clear water, riding in the guts of the sea. They're just riding in the guts of the sea." And in the village church in Swire in 1907, the fish for harvest home are strung across the chancel arch. The moon rises, glistens through the stained glass, and casts a sweep of colour across the scales. One mackerel twitches awake, alive, tells its tales of the deep. Ghost mackerel, memory fish, you are welcome here. Beach pulls us back, undertow, groundswell, longshore drift, dynamic equilibrium, prevailing wind, glacial melt. Beach says, "I've known this story from where it began, and I know this story and how it ends. I'm the beach, and I'm calling you now, pulling you back, pulling you back." Thank you.
Thank you.